This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Wow, cute shirt. Where did you get it?
Wow, my first TikTok shop order.
I'm wearing my first TikTok shop order, too. This ring, it was the first thing that
when
I bought.
When did you get it?
I don't know, but it's been definitely like a month ago now. Oh. Hello.
No, I've been like trying to refrain from buying things on the TikTok shop. I just don't trust people anymore. Like, this lady definitely oversold this. Yes, it's comfy and very stretchy. However, like, it's a little awkward right up here.
Didn't we not just talk about on the last podcast about how it annoys you that celebrities sell shit that they don't try? But yes. You thought that a lady on TikTok...
Well, I was like, well, I might as well just try again.
Yeah, I mean, this ring was...
Because she's like, I hate bras. I don't wear bras. And this, like, it's got the padding.
Yeah.
And it's comfy, like, not like a bra. Oh. And I was like, oh, I'm sold. So then I bought it. And it is comfy. The pad is a little weird, but, I mean...
What's your problem with it?
Overall, I give it a B.
Cup? Oh, that was louder than I thought it was going to be. This is Milagro tequila, and yep. That's not racist. Milagro.
Oh, I didn't even, like, think about it being. Why would it be?
I don't know. Some people are real sensitive these days.
But what does it mean?
You know what it means.
No, I don't.
I don't know what it means either. I don't think it means anything.
Okay, Jesus.
It's Leyenda del Milagro tequila.
Yeah. And we're 100 having...
100-day agave.
Yeah.
100% day agave.
And we're having Palomas.
Yes.
Because...
We love them.
This is like a go-to.
And we're mixing it with Q, sparkling grapefruit.
Which is fantastic.
Which we've talked about
a bunch of times. And we have a couple jalapeno slices in.
Yeah, which are, like, I think your jalapenos are spicy.
Yeah.
Like, you're from your garden still, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're gone. They're done, so now.
Well, not the one that I'm eating.
Yeah, I tried to grab as many as I could before, like, it started to get really cold. But if you go out there now, everything's, like, shriveled.
Because it frosted.
Yeah.
We had a frost warning. Mm-hmm. Welcome to October, or I mean, November, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's November now.
But I decided I'll have, like, one or two drinks, like, alcoholic drinks, on the podcast. A month, maybe. It depends on, like, what I'm feeling. Yeah, I'm just doing it for the people. Because... And it'll be, like, when we do something cool or interesting.
Like, right now, today.
No. I mean, this was just, like, spur of the moment. But moving forward, that's what it'll be. Because I'm just trying to have a different relationship with alcohol. I feel like my mic sounds weird.
I don't know.
Do I not?
Is it because you're talking sideways into it? Because this sounds a lot different.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, I was.
Yeah, talk into it.
So, yeah. That's
act like you know what you're doing.
That's where I'm at with my alcohol choices moving forward.
I'm going to continue to drink.
And I just don't want to drink around my kids.
Oh, yeah.
Or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a good reason.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't...
You were very supportive during the... almost 100 days I made.
I know. I always feel like I'm a pusher, but then, like, if I, like, consciously go, like, don't, you know, be, like, annoying, then I'm usually pretty good. But I am also, like, I've known a couple people that have quit drinking, and I'm like, last night at the bar, and I'm like, shut up, Haley. Nobody cares that you were at the bar last night. Like,
no, that doesn't just... Because they don't drink doesn't mean that they're not interested in your bar stories.
Well, that, and, like, I will do shit like, have you heard this new song called Whiskey is Awesome? Whatever, you know, like.
Which is, like, 98% of songs, right? By the way.
Yeah, literally, like, this is who I showed. He was like, yeah, I'm just, like, trying to stay away from stuff that talks about alcohol a lot. Because, like, I'm trying to, like.
Maybe they actually have, like, problems.
I mean, yeah.
And I didn't have a problem.
Right, right. But it was just, like, I'm just trying to, like, avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. And then, yeah.
I'm avoiding the mommy wine culture, and I'm avoiding the, like, normalcy of having it all the time.
Yeah, which is hard in America. Yeah. Probably every country, though, right? It's not just America. It's every country. There's drinking.
That has problems.
Germany is drinkers.
Yeah, Oktoberfest.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. We knew that. We know what Oktoberfest means. It means
thanks, Germans.
It means beer in German. Yeah. And then, I mean, margaritas, obviously, Palomas, I mean, every, and also
wine, Italy,
beaches, like yeah, like
yeah,
everybody drinks all the
for
time
for sure.
Australian Fosters.
At this point, I don't see it completely out of my life.
Obviously, because you're drinking it right now.
But who knows? Maybe in a year from now, it'll be different.
Yeah. I mean, whatevs. Live your life. It's fine. Yep.
What I don't want to do is it be like Friday or Saturday, every Friday and Saturday.
Right. You're not like planning
I'm not,
on it.
I'm not into that anymore right now.
Right.
In the season of life.
Yeah, it's good.
Because
it's
I think the time. Big thing with, like, and, like, anyone that I talk to that is interested in not drinking or feel like they do need to take a break because maybe, like, shit's going on in their life, I don't know. It's, like, the forever word.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think I can't drink forever. Or, like, again, like, they just have that word in their head. It's, like, don't put a time limit on it. Just say, I'm not going to drink for now.
Yeah, what's the thing? It's since we never did acronyms, here's another one for you. IW.
I will not drink with you today.
IWNDWD.
Yeah, it's like I will not drink with you today.
I will IWNDWT. Yeah, you knew that one. Great job.
Yeah, because I'm on Reddit.
Oh,
on the stop drinking subreddit.
Yeah. Also, I would just
I really love it. But it also puts things into perspective, like, man.
It's like going to an AA meeting.
I do not have a problem.
Yeah.
And
I just want to say, before we dive too far and people are annoyed, I am sick, and I feel like I sound weird. And I'm doing, like, weird. Yeah, I've been sick since last Tuesday.
Oh.
I'm not over it yet, whatever it is. I just thought it was allergies, but obviously at this point it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, last Tuesday I woke up and remember I texted you, I was like, my throat hurts, ear hurts, and like...
You have always, like, have a lot of ear issues lately.
Oh, shut up. You and Kendall can text each other about my medical problems and leave me out of it, okay, would ya? She was like, you're sick all the time. I was like, Kendall, I think July 4th was the last time, but I'm almost 100% sure a lot of it is allergies, and I have said that consistently on this podcast.
Yeah.
You all know it. Anyways... Yeah, I know it's not just allergies and it's not just me because I keep going out and, like, hanging out down at the horse barn and everybody keeps talking about how sick they are. Yeah. And I'm like, we're all just giving it to each other. Like, literally, I called my dad last night and I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm dying, but I don't have cancer. I was like,
yeah.
Are you sick? And he goes, yeah, we, like, have pneumonia. And he goes, well, it's not pneumonia, but, like, a cold. It's like,
okay.
Okay, I'd love for you to tell me that you have cancer. Like, how would that go? Where are you going to start, Dad? Are you going to call me and say that you died? And then you go, no, I didn't, but I have cancer.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
So you're sick. My neck hurts. I slept on it wrong. Like, right, it's, like, right up in here. I went and got a massage a couple of weeks ago.
Massage.
Yeah, I said that word.
Massage.
A couple weeks ago, and it was fantastic. I only did an hour.
What do you mean only? That's, like, standard, isn't it?
I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but she uses clean ingredient.
Excuse me. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I kept the first one inside of me.
She, based on her website, she uses, like, clean ingredients. She also, like, you can do add-ons. So, like, you could do CBD lotion. Things like that. And so, I've never gone to her before. So, I booked it. I went, and I was just like, I don't know, all over. Just massage me all over.
Mainly
I don't know.
My vagina, please.
Can you put the CBD lotion on me as well? And she goes, okay, so I'll put the CBD lotion on your back and then put a heating pad on your back to let it, like, soak in. And then I'll start on your legs.
Nice.
It's like, okay, perfect. Toy. And then she gets to my back. And I'm like, oh, my God. It, like, hurt so good.
Yes.
And I've had, like, an issue, like, right by my left shoulder blade of, like, something super tight that just won't go away.
Same. Honestly.
And it, like, I think it kind of, like, radiates up to my neck because every once in a while, like, I'll get, like, a crick in my neck.
Yeah. The Mackinac. Get a crick in there.
And so we finish. I get dressed or whatever. She comes out and she was like, so...
You have cancer.
I could have done the full hour on your back and neck because it is so tight. Ugh. Like, it's so tight. And I was like, I know. You have a lot of angry muscles up there. And I was like, I know.
You're like, weird. I've been talking to my therapist about this.
Right. Yes.
That's where I store all of it, apparently.
Apparently. And she's like, so, like, you need to come back so I can actually work on your back. And I know she, like,
she's meant also, it. Like, I know. I also have the same experience.
Truly meant it. She was like, because I can also feel it.
Yeah. Like, that's why famous it. People are so happy.
And she
happy.
Was, like, rubbing, like, oh, my gosh. It was, and I was like, it, like, made me laugh almost yeah. from the pain. And she's like, is that too hard? I go, no. I need it. Like, yes. Please get this knot out of my back. And then sweet. I was, like, taking mental notes of, like, the things that she was doing. So then I came home. Flint. And I gave Flynn a massage the other night.
Oh, you
and,
didn't like, make him?
He, like, had a knot. And so I was, like, doing the technique. He's like, that hurts. But does it feel good? And he was like, yeah. I go, because that was a knot. And that's what that lady did. Because I could feel it almost, like,
Yeah, just getting rid of itself, like, yes, exploding.
It
yeah,
was
like,
wild.
Yeah, I love it. I love, dude, that's why my friend, when she was in school or whatever, when she was learning, I was her guinea pig for like $50 a week or whatever. I would just go and get an hour-long massage, and she would be like, I am gonna do your whole back today. And I would be like, yes. And she would use cupping.
Mm. Yeah, this lady does cupping. She like has all the options,
dude. Even I don't know, she moved, like, studios or whatever, but she had, like, holsters in the ceiling so she could, like, climb up on top of my back. At one point, I don't even know what she was doing up there because I was laying on my stomach. Right. But she was, like, on top of me and, like, pulling my leg and, like, had an elbow in me somewhere. And I was just like, and she was like, is this working? I was like, yes, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk when I leave. Like, but I could. I felt so good. I felt so relieved. She was like, you are the happiest tense person I've ever met. She was like, I don't know how you act the way that you do because your whole entire body is a hot, tight mess.
Yeah, and so like, I'm gonna go back because I just want a level playing field for my back, because I can like still feel my upper back is just like effed.
Don't you think like twice a week is probably good? Like, that would be a good...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At least once a week. When I become rich and famous.
Yes. You guys, once a week. Can you sponsor us?
Yes, everyone just sponsor us so I can get a massage.
We're looking for money at this point,
I'm
all right?
I'm a stay-at-home mom. Help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor. I had to get a second job, you people.
Yes.
You want to talk about it?
Yes, let's talk about it.
Hug-a-Mug Cafe in Colfax, yep. Illinois. For real. For real. It's a coffee
for
shop.
For real. Support the coffee shops. Mm-hmm. The local coffee shops, not the Starbucks.
Yeah. I've started training, which is, like, funny because it's, like, right. just learning isn't something it? New is, like, fun, you know.
Right, but, for sure. Like, that's...
But it's weird.
That's great. That's, like, a great thing of life is, like, learning something new. But yeah. We were just talking about, like, how it's not that different, like, the different drinks are. But isn't it wild how expensive Starbucks drinks are?
Yeah.
This is all it is. What is this? $10.
Right. Like, Starbucks, like, I see what you did there. You're billionaires now or whatever. But as, like, a small coffee shop, I can't imagine the cost. Like, I don't ask about the cost at the bar, and I'm not going to ask about the cost at the coffee shop. But it's, like, the amount of, like, well, also, they get Gobina coffee, so this is no, like, you right. know, BS coffee that you're getting, so it's really, really good, and, like, it's a crazy thing to make, like, a drink, like, you have to, you know, the espresso machine, mm-hmm. like, you have the thing that, like, measures it out perfectly, and then, like, a little machine that, like, tamps it down, and then you put it mm-hmm. in the machine, and it, like, makes the espresso for you, and it's, like, this costs $1 million, I'm sure, right. to, like, get from these coffee beans all the way to this espresso shot right. that's
like
coming out.
Like, the machine that you had to buy to do that.
Right,
yeah.
And then I'm, like, steaming your milk and, you know, and all, like, the flavors and everything. I can see why it costs more money, not Starbucks, but, like, a small
a
coffee shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have a clue on, like,
do what, you know what and, their like, prices the are going to be?
Yeah, so just, like, regular old hot coffee is, like, $1.50 for a small, $2 for a medium, and $2.50 for a large.
Reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's comparable to Starbucks, and, like, I think she even did, like, Common Grounds here in okay. town. She kind of, like, price matched with them. Like, I just, I'm learning how to take a credit card, because, like, I don't know what that is.
Right.
And, so I'm, like, learning the system and, like, you know, how to put things in, yeah, and, or how much stuff is supposed to cost, you know, and like, yep, whatever. But yeah, I want to say I got a large, what did I get? Chai tea pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
And it was like $6.
Yeah.
I don't care. Fill my cup up. Take right. my money.
Right.
I don't care. And I went up on my day off.
Right.
Got coffee. Yeah. And it was funny because, so I've only been there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And she told me, like, you get one free drink per shift. And I just have been making my own coffee at home and bringing it up there. Because mm-hmm. it's like, I get up and make my coffee. So that way, I'm awake at 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody.
Right.
For the first time in my whole entire life, mm-hmm. I'm awake at 5 a.m. I figured, I'm 30. Yeah. I can do whatever I want, which includes waking up at 5 a.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you know what's bad? Because Patrick goes, good luck. And I went, what, you think I can't get up at 5 in the morning? And he meant, no, like, have good luck at work. like, I just automatically assumed he was like, good luck waking up. Because I was just thinking, good luck waking up, Haley.
Yeah.
If you can do it one day, you can do it. But, yeah, I did it. And, anyway, so I...
But it's going to be such a nice shift so that it's like you're no longer having to stay up until midnight, 1 o'clock.
Right. For now, I'm still working at the bar, but
I know
we
but
shall
like,
see right. what's going on there, yeah. you know, and, like, what the situation. I think I'm, like, the second employee. There's one other girl that works kind of, like, part-timey, so. Okay.
Does the bar know that you are starting?
So, Lori, my boss at the bar, has been frequenting the coffee shop, but she has yet to be there when I'm there.
Oh.
And I went in and got a coffee on Wednesday, and I guess Lori came in afterwards and was like, has Haley been up here? And she was like, yeah, she got a coffee today. And that was it. But I told Rick, and it's not, I mean, I also, like, I was just waiting to see if she would come in, and then I would be like, surprise.
Right.
Are you scared? You should be. I told the bank yesterday, I was like, I'm working at every place in town. Are you guys hiring? They went, yeah, actually.
You're like, never. No,
yeah. And so I said it to the lady at Casey's, too. And she goes, you know we're hiring, right? And I'm like, I know. Probably Dollar General. And
right.
I'll cut hair.
Do all the things.
Insurance.
Yeah, everything.
What else? That's it. That's all the businesses in town, I think, except become a cop.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on my list of things to do.
No.
But yeah, it's great. And so I've decided to start making my, like, making a drink at work because I get a free drink on my right. shift. And so I'm like, why am I going to bring coffee from my house? So boring. When I have the opportunity to, like, make myself a drink and then I can, like, I was like, it's not like I'm not making drinks at the bar and being like, you know what's good?
Right.
You know, I need to.
You could make, just, like, wake up, make a shot of espresso, chug that, and then just make a fun drink.
At work. At but work. I don't have espresso at home like you.
But you have...
I have a Keurig.
But you have your camping one, right? Isn't that...
It's a French press.
Oh.
It just makes brewed coffee. It's, oh. We used one. Yeah. We used mine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep, you're right.
See what I'm talking about? Like, I don't even know what that was. Oh, I'm dying inside of me. Yeah, like, my symptoms have been all over the place of this sickness, by the way, and as does everybody else from what I've heard, like... I can't, my throat has hurt a couple times, but I get over after like a day.
So loud.
I have been trying to do Flonase because it feels like a, like allergies, but I know it's not. And then I tried to do like a sinus, you know, you shoot the stuff in there.
I don't know.
Like one of them, it's like a bottle.
Was that too much?
No, that was fine. You didn't drink all of it,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
so that's gotta be fine.
It'll be great. Empty. Yep. Crack in a bottle. Yeah, I have been mouth breathing for like approximately 4 days. I can spit a booger in the morning out of my mouth.
Mm.
I don't know what what you would call that. I shouldn't have put that jalapeno in my drink. That's not helping me either. I don't know. It's giving me a tickle in my throat.
Here, put one in mine. Please.
What if I die right now?
Please don't.
Not. I thought you'd be like, at least if you do it on the podcast. Then we'll get online. Oh, do you follow any of the... I think they used to be called the Vlog Squad.
No.
And so it's kind of funny because I knew about them, like, previously, but now that there's, like, this huge drama for the last, like, year or whatever, I know more than I've ever known. Trisha Paytas and, like, Jeff something, David Dobrik.
No.
Jason Nash, I think, and, like, there's a couple other people. One girl, her name's, like, Tana or something. I don't know. But basically, David Dobrik was, like, this YouTube guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I knew that he was, like, super famous, but he also, like, annoyed me. I saw enough to be like, this guy sucks. like, just not my thing or whatever, you know. But obviously, he was popular and, like, millions and millions of views or whatever. And they rented an excavator that's, like, this, you know, big giant with the bucket.
Trust me, I know what an excavator is. I watch Blippi.
Yeah. So,
I'm an excavator. Excavator.
Okay. Make it stop.
Hey, make it dirt. Stop. See you later. I'm an excavator.
Honestly, he deserves the millions because, like, that's a bop, as the kids would say. But they did this, like, crazy thing where David Dobrik was driving this excavator and they tied people up to it with a rope and were, like, swinging them around really fast.
Stupid.
Yeah, well, the one guy, Jeff, he got him going way too fast, so then he smacked into the side of the excavator and, like, almost died. He, like, is missing his eyeball and he had to have a bunch of, like, surgery situations and, like, during it, David Dobrik. And
that,
like,
makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
And literally makes me want
to
throw up.
I'm trying to think of the other girl's name, but she,
they sound like a bunch of stupid idiots, and that's probably why I don't know who they are.
And they were, like, messaging him, and they were like, hey, like, we're trying to edit this episode, and he's like, his friends are texting them, like, he's in surgery right now. Remember when you fucking ran him into the thing? But previous to me even knowing about that incident, I went down a Trisha Paytas hole.
Okay.
She was in an Eminem video.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so she has been around, like, weird, like, Hollywood kind of stuff or whatever, you know?
Okay.
But she has also admitted that she has mental illness, and she was, like, manic and, like, bipolar and stuff, and saying, like, crazy shit on videos. Like, and that's how I found out about her, is that there was, like, a Reddit about it, about her being a total nut job. And, it was, like, I think it doesn't even exist anymore because it was really about, like, it was just all hate or whatever, you know? It wasn't, like, anyways, she was a nut job, and she, like, admits it, but now she's, like, doing better, and so her and, like, Jeff are friends, and Tana, and I think their podcast is called, like, Spill the Tea or something like that.
That sounds familiar, but...
And so now they're, like, Jeff has, like, this lawsuit coming out against David, but he also has, like, a documentary coming out, but David got to, like, edit it.
That's weird.
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
And that is the end of my story.
Because, like, I can't include anything because I don't know who these people are. They sound like idiots.
I've gone down the rabbit hole.
It sounds like the Whites,
the wild and wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Except,
like, just wild. I don't know.
But they're just plastic people from California.
Yeah.
David, like, Dobrik has a pizza company.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good for them.
I don't think he's a good actor. There's a video of Trisha going, these guys are crazy and they just keep getting crazier and somebody is going to get hurt really bad or die. And then, like, 3 months later,
that accident happened.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, Jackass. Like, they do stupid stuff and one sooner or later, someone's going to die. Their friend almost got eaten by sharks.
Lacey, don't compare this to Jackass, please. I'm telling.
I don't know.
Mark this. I'm texting Kendall right now.
I can't, like, really compare because I don't know who you're talking about, but they sound like dumb idiots.
Yeah, but
so was Jackass.
Yeah, honestly,
the friend literally almost got eaten by sharks.
But you know what's funny?
And then they took him back out there.
He went back out there,
and he was like, "Poopies." Fuck, and they were being so man. Like rude. Like, come on, just get in there. It's like, dude, he has PTSD. Leave him alone.
Jackass is not comparable to these fucking Hollywood people. Like, I don't. Yeah, honestly, though, I don't know enough to know. Maybe it is comparable to Jackass. Yeah,
and I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. I've just gone down a couple of Reddit and TikTok rabbit holes, and that is the rabbit hole corner with Haley.
Yeah.
The end.
And the end of
that. But Trisha Paytas is super weird. Like, her TikTok and stuff is really weird.
Can you show me a photo of her?
She, like, takes videos with her baby all the time, and it bothers me that, like, it just bothers me that you would put your baby on the internet, like, the day it's born. Oh, God, so loud. Trish like fish. Here she is with her newborn baby and stuff, but like, I don't know, she's just super weird. She was on Frenemies. Do you know H3?
No.
Oh my God, you don't know anything about pop culture. How can I explain this to you?
The pop culture. Ooh, I like that though. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Is that a wedding dress or like what is that?
Who knows? She dresses up all the time. It's different stuff. She like, for a while, she was doing like mukbangs.
Ooh.
It's like fast food.
I wish I would have wrote this down because her like black dress or whatever kind of reminded me of. I like was looking at, give me tips on or like activities to do with kids, like instead of just putting the TV on, even for background noise.
Like a crayon and a piece of paper.
Stop. Anyway, so this woman's video popped up. She only has like she has like 5,000 followers on TikTok or something like that, which I didn't know, but I listened to her video and she talked about how she always put it on for background noise. And she has like, so she has like long hair, but you can tell she has tattoos.
Oh, like on her head?
On her skull. And she has that one star with the circle.
Like the Star of David or the satanic one?
Not the satanic one. Star but it's David? Like, but it's like witchy stuff. So maybe it is like the satanic one, but she talks about how it's not.
I don't know what that star
it's
is
not
from.
Like it's not like for negativity. But she has that tattoo on her hand, and she. Anyway, I found her, and she was just talking about how her kids like it's been fantastic.
A pentagram.
Yes,
it's a pentagram.
But she like her TikTok is like she explains what it is. And how you can use it to like
open
do
portals
anything.
To hell.
But she, dun, dun, dun. But she isn't like that. I've been really interested in like the whole witchy stuff lately.
Oh,
like
great.
Just like it's kind of like interesting
energy.
Yeah,
I watch Master of Disguise today.
I very much believe in like the energy in the universe.
Yeah,
and, like,
no, I get it. I love it. I love it. I just it makes me laugh. Everything makes me laugh though.
Like not like witchy as in like
spells.
I'm not there yet.
Yet.
Guys, I'm not going to turn into a witch.
Just
don't worry.
Wait. This is going to be the witch corner. Well, right. I gave away all my mom's witch stuff to my aunt, so we're fucked.
We're totally fucked.
Shit.
But it's okay.
We could have became
guys,
witches.
I'm not going to turn into a witch. I'm just, like, curious about it. Like, it's just so interesting to me.
Yeah. I like it. I firmly believe that there are people who are more, like, in touch because I, like...
Just, like, spirits and stuff, there are people that are more in touch with, like...
Right, even just such little thing as, like, I can't tell what people are, like, giving me sometimes or whatever, like, the vibe. I'm not very good at, like...
Reading people.
What the, yeah. And I think other people are very good at, like, catching, you know, whatever vibe is going on.
Yeah.
Reading somebody and, like, their energy. Yeah, and I'm just blissfully unaware. Blissfully.
I think I do it... I'm, like, not... fantastic at reading people, but I think I do a good job.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Overall,
yeah, definitely. And I'll be the one that like says something and
you'll
I
bring
go.
People around and I'll be like, Haley, let's talk about it for a second.
What do you mean bring people around? I don't know what you mean by that. You mean like like you read their energy and you're like, what is this?
Correct.
And I go, don't you
I
love
question,
that?
I question it a lot.
It's fine,
but it's okay.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you're just a people person.
I like them all. Yep. Bring them big and small. I like them all. Crazy or not.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I forgot to tell you. I don't know why this just popped to my head. For the last month, I've been bathing... Saying it out loud makes me laugh so hard.
You've been bathing in blood? What is it?
I've been bathing my kids in dish soap on accident.
Like a baby duck? Like you were like, it'll get all the stuff off. Or what?
It was dish soap / bottle soap.
What's
specifically
fuck?
For kids, it was like Baby Gannix, like that brand.
And so you were like...
I thought it said...
bath? And it said dish.
Flankos.
This did is like you a tell week. Them? Did you go? Did you go? Damn, boys, fucked up.
And then Flint goes to give them a bath sometime last week,
And he didn't use it. I'm like, why didn't he use the bath soap?
And he's like, because my soap was in there. And he was like,
it's bottles.
I was very confused, like, why this was up.
Lacey, are you doing the dishes in the bathroom sink?
Nope.
I'm doing the dishes in the bathtub.
I was like, I mean
our children. I'm washing our children.
I was wondering why it didn't smell like bath soapy.
Does anybody have an infection or anything? Like, no. What the fuck?
All was well. At but they did, like, kind of, like, rub their eyes a little bit. Like, maybe it wasn't... It's not good on their eyes.
I'm going to choke to death. Oh, my God. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Ooh. I felt really bad after that. But don't worry. I switched it out.
You didn't go, well,
might as well just use up the bottle. So no, and I would, like, pump that in. I'm like, man, it's making such good bubbles. Guys, I wish I could show you.
And the boys
bottle.
Are like, why?
I wonder if the bottle's in there, because it, like, says it big.
Like,
let me go get it.
The boys are like, Mom, why is there silverware in the bathtub? And you're like, boys, we're doing a 2-for-1 deal now. We haven't been.
No.
Go get it. I have to see this. Like, did you read this? I don't understand. Just because it says baby Gannix, literally, it's big. Right there.
Like, how did I not see that?
You used a bottle.
I told you.
It's the last gone. Foaming dish and bottle soap.
I think I just saw the word foaming, and I assumed.
Non-irritating to skin.
Thank God.
No phosphates, phthalates, dyes, or fragrances. Oh my God. Oh wow, instant foam and no stuck-on residue. You had the cleanest kids ever for the last, like, fucking...
I did.
Easily removes dried milk, food, grease, gunk, and icky, sticky, K-top messes, and more. Works great on breast pump accessories, too. I can see why you're totally like, yeah, but you just missed the part where it says directions. And guess what? It doesn't say... It says pump directly, but it doesn't say into bathtub. It says onto bottle, cup, or dish, or use a damp sponge. Wash and rinse as normal. Did you follow that part? Wash and rinse as normal. If this product gets in your eyes, flush out with water. Always be safe. Keep cleaning products out of reach of children and pets. I can't. It's not tested on animals, but you ought to text them and tell them that you've been testing it on your kids and it fucking worked just fine. Oh. They've been squeaking when they're giving.
Oh, I feel like such a bad mom.
What the fuck? I can't believe. At least Flint went. This cannot be. Did he go like, why is it so empty?
No, but his face at me was like, what, the actual F?
I'm dying. I'm fucking dying. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. It's huge. It's like the only thing that it says. It says baby Gannix very little. Very small. It's very small.
I ordered it on Amazon. And they typed in bath
baby
soap.
Cleaner. Oh. Oh,
so
okay.
I think I just trusted it.
I might pass out.
And that was the brand I was looking for.
Oh, my God.
No.
And you're like, perfect. And it comes in this sweet-ass pump bottle. Like I've been looking for my hand soap.
Yeah. Oh. Well, there you go.
Wow, that's so amazing.
I can't believe.
All I'm thinking about is them, like, squeaking when they come out, like, they're, like, sparkling, you know, like the dishwasher. Yeah, when every time you see a commercial about washing dishes, just replace it with your kids. Oh, my God. That's so awesome. So awesome. You have the cleanest kids I've ever seen in my life. I do. If one of the kids doesn't dress up as, like, a soap and sponge
next year. That would be funny. You'll have to remind me because I'll forget.
Yeah, this is going in the baby book for sure. Like, hey, kids. Yeah.
It's going to be out there. They're going to... If they ever do listen to this.
They're for sure listening to this, yeah.
Right, whenever I die. They'll be like, I gotta go back down memory lane.
No, probably 13-year-olds don't listen to podcasts, right?
Well, oh, no.
I doubt it.
Yeah, no.
Anyways.
Oh, I like this school.
Thank you. It's been in there for a long time.
Has it?
Yep. I don't even remember where I found it. Actually, I think I found it when I moved. So, 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Just a little bitty little school in there. In my hair.
Yeah, I like it. Cool.
What book are you reading?
Oh, okay. So I got this book. It's called The Pivot Year. And essentially, it's like 365 days. So a full year.
This is the year where we're going to turn this around. We ain't washing the kids with dish soap no more.
Nope. But it's like, it's kind of like a devotional, like, but not like religious. Religious based.
Okay.
So, like, you read a little thing, like, so day four. So, like, you read a little thing every day.
Daily.
But it's, I like it. Nice. So, like, this like last that. One. So, like, this one, for example, I'll read this one because I really liked it. And I think I even sent it to Eli.
Coming up, a reading by Lacey.
Which isn't going to be good. It reminds me of, like, school reading. And, like, you read the paragraph you're about to have to read out loud before it actually gets to you. So that you don't stumble or, like, sound like an idiot.
Okay, Lacey, your turn.
Okay. It says, one day you will realize that happiness is not what your house looks like, but how you love the people within its walls. Happiness is not finding success by a certain time, but finding something you love so much time itself seems to disappear. Happiness is not thinking you have earned the world's approval, but waking up each day feeling so at peace within your own skin, quietly anticipating the day ahead, unconcerned with how you are perceived. Happiness is not having the best of everything, but the ability to make the best of anything. Happiness is knowing you are doing what you can with what you were given. Happiness is not something that comes to you when every problem is solved and all things are perfectly in place, but in the shining silver lining that remind us the light of day is always there if you slow down enough to notice.
Cute. So I love that.
It's like little things like that that, like, again, like put life into perspective.
Yeah.
Or to, like, help you, like, just be at peace with things or get you thinking about a certain whatever, like, or whatever,
might,
like, the...
You might be feeling some type of way, and then you read that, and then you go, like, ugh.
Right, so...
Life isn't that bad.
Ideally, I haven't been able to do it every day, but ideally, I would like to read... the day that's in the pivot book for, like, when I've started. So, like, so it's, like, day 39. So it's, like, little things like that.
Read a page every day.
Yeah, read a page every day. And
you can't read a page every day?
No, I can do this. What I'm trying to say is, like, and then also, like, journal every morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, think about things.
Yeah. Write down, you have that new fancy planner.
I know.
And you can, like, I'm sure there's stuff in there for, like, goals and everything, but it's daily, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is daily.
Yeah, so that could be your little journal moment.
Right. Well, I do have a journal right there.
Oh.
And sometimes, and I just do whatever I feel like I'm doing. I don't have, like, a set, whatever. Sometimes I, like, will write paragraphs, and sometimes I'll just, like, brain dump, like,
yeah,
feelings that I'm having, or, like, frustrations, or whatever, or, like, don't be a bitch.
Reminder.
Don't yell at your kid for being a kid. Move on.
Yeah.
They're going to create messes. Everything is fine.
It's okay to have a mess in your house. No big deal.
Right. But Grant or someone messed with Fig while Flint was telling me a story about my mom and pulled out, like, a lot of the soil, and it pissed me off.
Yeah. You can come unglued. Come unglued. It's fun. Just come unglued.
Just traumatize them a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit.
Yeah, then they'll remember that they don't want to live like that.
No, but if we want to give an Emily update. She has been trying lately to make me, and what I've realized now, Dusty, even though I haven't talked to Dusty, but I know through conversations with Flint and my mom and what they've talked about, because I told my mom I no longer have space in my brain for her to call me and complain about things.
Right.
So, no.
And that's
no
what more. It said in that book right there.
Like, and so, but she does it to Flint, and Flint doesn't care, because Flint sees it as, like, almost a form of entertainment. Not in, like, a mean way, but, like...
Right. It is entertaining.
Yeah. And he doesn't have that emotional baggage, so, like, he doesn't feel the same feelings that I have.
Right.
And so whole, like... Anyway, so mom called me, but, again, she was, like, trying to... I didn't take the kids to go see my grandpa and Emily... on Halloween. She was trying to make me feel guilty for that, and then she was trying to say, so Dusty's coming up this weekend, she's like, and I had to break Grandpa's heart and tell him that Dusty wasn't gonna come see him this weekend, and just all of this stuff. And essentially, so I'm on the phone with my mom at this time,
emotional manipulation,
and I was like, I go, I need you to stop trying to make me feel bad for not going to see him.
Right.
Why is it only my responsibility to mend our relationship when I'm not the one who, like, wasn't around?
You're not the adult person. You weren't the adult person. And, you are
then,
now.
But. And before I could finish that sentence of, like, so I go, so why is it, like, yes, my relationship with Grandpa Lesher isn't
the,
like,
best.
It's not to say that it's not the best, it's almost like non-existent. Like, I don't feel one way or the other. Like, I do love him and I care about him.
It's not consistent, I would say.
No, like, he, and I'll, like, give a little bit more of a backstory after I finish this, but, like, why is it only my responsibility? Like, I don't get calls asking to come over. I don't get calls.
Yeah,
like,
you're asking me to go over to his house, not him asking you.
Yes, and my mom would love to have that relationship, like, would love for me to have that type of relationship with him, but that's just not how the cards played out in this lifetime.
Right.
And I don't want to feel bad for not having a relationship with him when, like, growing up, okay, so when mom stopped drinking alcohol, get it out.
Got it. Okay, sorry.
No, you're good. I'll let you finish that. So, okay, when mom stopped drinking alcohol, we then stopped seeing all of the Lester family.
Okay.
And she used to say that they don't want to hang out with us anymore because she doesn't drink. And that is true. She used to tell us that all of the time.
So, whether it was true or not in real life, it was true to you.
It was true to me.
Because that's what she was telling you when you were a kid.
And I'm a kid. I'm in elementary school.
Yeah, you don't
know. Junior high. High school.
You're just glad your mom's done drinking.
And only every once in a while did I see Grandpa and Emily. And only every once in a while. Like,
right.
It would be rare. So, like, I always felt, like, I don't know. So, from the age of, like, 0 to 5, I do remember, like, good moments with Grandpa Lesher. Like, our thing would be, like, I would sit on his lap and, like, we would crack pecan nuts.
Nice.
And that was, like, our thing. And I remember that. And that, like, gives me joy to, like, think about.
Right.
However, after that, the narrative was that all of the Leshers don't want to hang out with us anymore because mom stopped drinking. When that's just not the reality. I think mom just didn't know how to be around people that drink. And that's fine. But don't lie.
Right. And don't put it on me now to be like, well, you never
want to have a... Right.
Like, well, even also... He was an adult at the time that your mom quit drinking and had the perfect capability to be able to, like, communicate with you.
But he was also an alcoholic.
Right. So it's like, I don't really want to hang out with you anyways.
Right. It's not like he is anymore. Like, I mean, he's still, like, he's old. And mom's biggest thing is, like, he's going to, like, her thing.
He's gonna die.
Like,
yeah.
Soon. Like, yeah, she. Whatever. That's all she says.
I fucking deal with that on my side of the
family,
too. It's
like,
ridiculous.
I am a grown adult. I have a lot going on in my life. I'm at peace, I think. Who knows what will happen when he does pass away? Like, if I will feel some sort of way, like, maybe I should have tried more. But I feel, like, at peace with that relationship.
Right.
Like, I don't feel the need to go fix things. Would I like to see him? Yeah. Like, it's not that I don't want to go see him. Like, if the things align in my life for the ability to go see him, okay, I will.
Right.
If it's, like, me going out of my way, no, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Yep.
So for, like, Halloween, we had to get to Bridget's house so that we could go trick-or-treating.
Right.
On time.
And so it was like I went and saw, we went and saw dad, we went and saw mom, and then we went to Bridget's house. Like, I can't hit up everyone's house. Sorry, everyone. Like,
right, come to me then. Like, you can't text me and be like, hey,
right,
can I...
Right, and even, like, so, like, now, he doesn't drive, and Emily rarely drives, and I feel like, so, the years that you could have...
Right, what did you do?
You didn't, so, it's not on me. So, again, I was just telling my mom, it is not my responsibility, so stop... Like, stop putting it on me. Stop trying to make me feel bad. And she does it all the time. Like, this isn't the first time. And then she called... Yeah. So, first, she called Flint and was saying all this stuff and, like, trying to throw a pity party.
Right.
And so, when Flint came downstairs, I was on the phone with Mom.
Yeah.
And he was like... Yeah, she was saying the same thing. Same thing. And I was like, yeah, you can't... You cannot...
Like, you're not gonna make me feel bad.
And no. She's like, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. That's you feeling guilty. And I go, oh, so it's a me problem, not a you problem again.
I'm
because
so
that's
glad.
Everything. Anytime right. that I say I feel me, a certain me, way, me, me, she was like, well, that's because you feel that way. You feel guilt for a specific reason. And I go, no.
I'm telling you I don't feel guilty. I don't feel guilty.
You are trying to make me feel guilty. I don't feel guilty.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you this right now, but you don't listen. All you do is wait for me to stop talking and then say back, like, mean shit.
Right.
Basically, I mean, mean
right.
is like
so.
The
again,
word,
it's just like she tries to throw it back on me all the time. Of like, yep. Well, that's you feel that way because of, that's just what's going on in your head. That's not me. I go, no, it's what you were saying to me.
If I didn't talk to you today, I wouldn't feel guilty. You're the only reason.
Either way, I'm not feeling guilty. So yeah. Stop trying to make me feel guilty. Like right. It's the words that come out of her mouth and like how she says things, and she like will fake cry.
Like, what is with that? There is a whole category of people that need to go live on an island together like that and see how that goes. Because there's a lot of us around here running around trying to live our lives, and we don't need people crying and acting like the victim all the time.
And her healthcare worker that comes to, like, her house, and she thinks she stole her keys. Like, it's just all the things.
Great.
And so, again, I just was like, I told you, you... I do not want to hear any of this. You can call me, ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah,
I will ask you how you're doing, but don't. But you're not allowed
drama.
To go into all the drama. Like, and the last, so she came over last Sunday.
Very
and
good.
It was great. Like, she did so good.
And so why
did
she have to
And
be?
I continue to say things like, okay, so why can't I help you out with your finances? I go, I'm not saying that so that I can know what you're spending things on, but you always say like, well, I wish I could afford this, or I wish I could afford like buying blah 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 all the time, or like grapes consistently. And I go, hey, well, let me help you and see if I can find room in your budget to
instead
like just help you.
This person that you claim that is like a steals from you or whatever that is trying to help you. You don't trust them. Why don't you trust me?
Right. And I get like her finances and what she eats are the last things that she has control over, essentially.
Well,
so I get that, and she doesn't want to feel like a kid. However, it's been like that forever. Even like
and we've talked about
years,
this.
She's
this
never wanted to like tell me her finances.
This is her own doing.
And I get, but then stop asking me or like. Not asking me by asking me to like help assist you or feel bad for you because you can't afford X, Y, and Z. Grapes and cigarettes.
Don't say that you feel bad for yourself that you don't have grapes, but then in the same sentence go, well, I don't want you to help me get grapes. Like, well, then don't complain to me about not having grapes.
Right.
Whatever.
But again, she came over and I was just like, so what can we do to get you out of your current living situation so that you can be more independent?
Get a job.
Like, I say things like, she's definitely not capable at this point. But it would just be like, what can we do to help you get out of the situation? Because she came over, she looked good. And I'm like, how are you not a functioning human in society? I just don't get it.
I know.
And I know I also don't fully understand, like, mental health and, like, all of that stuff. But it's like...
at some point, it's... You know what it is it's you had to get your shit together. Oh, actually, this is kind of like a funny thing that just made me think of. But it was like, okay, you turned 18, you grew up, you live your life.
Yeah.
When you have expected the same shit from your parents.
Yes.
You thought you were responsible enough to give birth to me, but you don't think you're responsible enough, like, you couldn't get your shit together to be able to buy grapes at 60 years old.
Right.
You know, like, it's, and also part of it is, like, I better not be like that when I'm 60.
I know. Oh, my God. Sometimes I'm like, I hope I don't, like, slip mentally.
But this is kind of funny. Last weekend, I don't even remember what, like, brought it up or whatever, but I was hanging out with my dad, and we were all, like, at the horse barn or whatever, so there's a bunch of people, and Dad was, like, talking to somebody else, and he goes, well, fucking Haley and Kendall were never supposed to move out, but they abandoned me. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. And I go, your goal was not to, like, have me be 18 and then move out of the house? And he was like, oh, no. Like, I thought you guys were going to live with me forever. He goes, you didn't. The day you turned 18, you couldn't wait to get out. I was like, Dad, where is this coming from? Right. Like, what is going on? Like, I was like, are you being serious right now? And he, like, he wasn't really being serious, but I don't think he was joking either. You know what I mean? Like, I think he was like, no, yeah, for real, you fucking son of a bitch, you left me.
Right.
Like, you left me in the house.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, well, maybe if your roommate wasn't so bad, I would have stayed.
I know. Aww.
No, I would have never stayed at my parents' house ever. No. Even if my parents got divorced when I was 12, like they were supposed to, and I went and lived with my dad, I would have moved out the day I turned 18.
Right. Because that's just like a thing 18-year-olds do.
I don't want to live with my parents anymore. I'm a grown-up person now. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to, like, get a job and pay bills and stuff. Like,
right.
Which is a sham. You're right, Dad. I should have stayed.
I know. Everything, and, like, a part of me thinks that it's, like, a some, not a conspiracy, but, like, a ploy almost of, like, okay, yes, when you do turn 18, you do need to go live on your own, and you do need to have your own thing, so that it creates more of an income for, like, society.
Oh, I see what you mean. But also, like, 18 is, like, a long time to live with your parents. You're gonna be like... It was just yesterday I was washing you in dish soap. He seemed to be like, Mom, I'm moving out.
Get me out of here.
Oh, exactly.
Fuck. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know what's going to be funny? When he turns, when my two young ones turn 13, 14, they're in high school, and they find, like, maybe we're still doing the podcast. Who knows? That would be wild.
Okay, but so say
we aren't.
We'll be 40.
Say we aren't, but they find out about the podcast.
Oh, God.
And then, like,
they're like, look at our dumb mom and her friend. Then
they're, like, embarrassed by us.
If, actually, when, I'm going to, like, are you allowed to, like, message teenagers? Like, put a QR code up at their school. And then it links to our podcast.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
All right, they would hate us. It's coming, boys. Oh,
yes.
I ain't scared of them hating me.
Right.
They'll never hate me. Look at me. Even when they hate me now, they don't hate me later.
Right.
That's they get over it. They go, oh, sorry, Lily.
Right.
But Graham calls me Aunt Haley.
Yeah.
Like, he literally goes, Aunt Haley. And Graham goes, Lily. Like, get your shit together, my eyes.
Right. Why is the young one a better speaker?
It's funny, though, because I go, Graham, whichever one you are.
Right.
Like, Jesus.
I do it.
G1 and G2. I'm taking Patrick's way. Yeah. That's the better way.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Anyways. Moving out. Speaking of teenagers, there was a tragedy last weekend at Ridgeview. I don't know what to say. Sympathy towards thoughts and prayers. Ugh. Yeah. I hate that, but, like, really, though, I feel terrible. There was three teenagers, and they were in a car coming back from Bloomington, and there was an accident between them and a semi, and I had heard that the semi saw it coming, and so he tried to evade the accident, and that's why his truck tipped over.
Wait, did the truck land on? Like,
I have no idea.
No.
I don't know. All I heard was that the truck was tipped over. That's what it said in the article, and that he had tried to avoid the accident, and that's why he was tipped over. Not that a car could tip a semi over, because it was fully loaded.
Well...
Yeah, one of the girls, one of the high school girls from Ridgeview did not make it. I cannot, like, I just...
It gives me, like, chills.
I know, and it's hit, like, you know, the last time we talked about something like this was, like, Prairie Central, I think.
Like kids passing away?
Yeah, yeah. And car accidents. I mean, it's happened in Gibson. It's happened.
So the last one that I remember is Gibson. I think that was a year ago. Because that was on Route 9 and that semi blew that stop sign.
Yeah. And there's been a kid hit a tractor also since then from Gibson City.
Wait, did he?
Yeah, died. In the spring.
Wait, the spring?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it was. Those accidents actually might have been like closer together than you think.
Wow.
But I just can't.
I'm sorry. When we were 16, I remember being, and I know I told you this earlier, but I remember being in the car with my friends who were driving, and because my car was a piece of shit, so we never took my car, I never drove. But, like, our group of friends, like, we would blow through stop signs, like, driving to Bloomington, driving back, and it would be, like, thrilly, but I remember, like,
It makes me sick.
Nerve-wracked. Like, I never blew stop signs like that.
No.
Never. But my friends did. But I also, like, my mom was in a car accident. Like, I was...
We were aware. My dad is a really good driver. And so I feel like it instilled a little bit of, like, just kind of relaxed. I don't know about you, but we rode in the car with my dad a lot. No, I was a cautious...
Like, I was a nervous driver because of car accidents. And I knew, like... things happened. I was aware of that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, even 18-year-olds who drive so...
Recklessly.
And it's so unfortunate because I can say that because I've seen it. I've been in the car with 16 to 17-year-olds who are blowing stop signs, and it, like, was so gut-wrenching, but it's like, ugh, speed up, hurry up, go. And it's like, because when you're that young, you don't think things... Bad things will happen to you.
Right. And I'm sure that's always the case. You don't think you're going to die when you're 16 years old.
And I hope that wasn't the case with, like, this last accident. I hope, like...
I don't know.
I don't know what I hope, honestly, because it's sad all around. No matter what happened, it's sad.
Yeah, depressing. And, like, Patrick was like, what in the world are they teaching kids in driver's ed? Like, what's going on in driver's education now? But is part of it, their faces are in their phones? Like, nobody is peeled away from a phone anymore. You can have it. I just saw an article that was like, whatever school district removed cell phones at the school and the grades went up. And I was like...
Weird.
Yeah. How did we get from 2011, even like 2008 to 2011 when we were in high school, we could not have our phones?
No.
Period. No. You would get...
In trouble.
Yeah, literally, they would take your phone away and give it to the office, and then you would have to go pick it up after school.
Yeah.
But, like, by the time Kendall graduated, they had their phones all day long on them. Like, at what point did we decide that it was okay to, like, have technology in your face all the time?
When my boys are older, they're not getting... They're not getting cell phones like that, and they're not getting social media.
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree with that because that shit's just a mind fuck. Because it's not reality.
And it's not
what it used to be. Like, our MySpace was not about. I never got bullied on MySpace.
Like, it was like, what music do you guys have, and are you in my top five? That was like a sense of bullying.
Yes, the top five. Yeah, that was the only thing that was like you didn't feel included and stuff. But we were already doing that to each other. Like, but that's the thing too. That was happening after school, and we were like bullying each other in school by like clicks and stuff. But even, I mean, Ridgeview is like pretty not problematic, like shit like that, but
there weren't like real bullies.
Right, but I just wonder, like, but also there was two other kids in the car. It's like, if you're a 16-year-old and you're driving, you just don't understand the responsibility.
No,
but I think it carries into adults too. I was gonna tell you,
stupid adults that don't know how to mature.
Right, and or know how to drive, obviously. I've complained about other people driving a lot on this show.
And it like, pisses me off when you tell me stories.
Yeah,
And it's like, this mic is, like, being weird. But, like, how stupid are you to...
Put that up there. How stupid are you?
I don't know. But it's like, how stupid are you to... almost brag about, like, being on your phone or having so many speeding tickets or doing all the things, because it's like, you could hurt yourself, the people in your car, And the people around you.
People like, on the road.
You guys. This is serious stuff. This is not, like, jokeable.
You're in a 2,000-pound vehicle going 60 miles an hour. Like, you'll obliterate somebody.
It you is know, not like, a joke. And it's not funny that you're driving 70 miles an hour in a 55. No. It's not funny that you have so many speeding tickets. It's not funny.
No. None of that is funny. It and is, it's not cool.
Yes, it's not cool. Why do some people think, like, oh, that's cool and, like, jokeable?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know either. Oh, maybe they're dying.
Oh.
They're dying.
Yeah.
Should we go out on that note?
No. That's so sad.
Oh, wait. Do we have the bag? It has a battery in it. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, take these off. Does it even work?
Are we back? Yes. But this mic is being weird today. Oh, there we go. I'm going to hold it till the end. But to just wrap up that.
We were talking about people not driving correctly and children thinking that they're not going to die.
Yeah. So, if you guys have teenagers, if you're listening, you have teenagers or I don't know.
Or kids that are about to drive. But also, kids are not into driving.
I will be, like, showing my kids. I don't know, because, again, like, you don't want to scare them.
Yeah, you do. I think but like, fear is good.
It is, but you don't want them to then be like a nervous driver. Well, because I was a nervous driver, and I would say that's also like a little
it's
dangerous.
It's bad. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is, for sure. Definitely, like, nervous driving is dangerous driving.
Right. And it's like, I hope by the time my kids turn 16 that there's technology out there. Because there's already technology where it's like, if you're on your phone, the car turns off. Or if you're...
Oh, there is?
Yes. That's there's, good. Like, some form of technology out there like
your phone should shut off when you get in the car. You can't... Right. Like, it's already Bluetooth and stuff anyways. Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm hoping by the time that they get older, like, there's more of an ability to... control or monitor, like, all of that stuff. Not that I don't trust them, but at the same time, 16-year-olds are stupid.
Yep. And they don't know that they're stupid, which is dangerous.
Yes, because they don't know. Because you think you're invincible and you don't think things will happen to you until something does or in your community.
Right. And I think I've heard that a couple of the kids... like that or that age and maybe a little bit younger and are ready to get their driver's licenses. Now they're like, I don't want it because they're scared to drive because a bunch of their friends have gotten killed. And it's like, I don't know what to tell you people. I don't know. Don't do the same thing that they're doing, obviously, but like just learn. And the only, and I've heard a lot. And
it's not always their fault. Like, like the 16 or however old he was from Gibson, he was driving on Route 9 and he was following his friends and that semi blew that stop sign.
Right. Not your fault. But that's why you have to be aware. Though,
sometimes, like, isn't it crazy to think about how that timing, that timing is weird and it gives me chills
because like, it could have been them.
How weird is that timing?
Well, I know a kid that was supposed to have been in that car, but their mom wouldn't let him go.
Yeah, that's also another thing that I might, like, it makes me think about, are you allowed to be in a car with other 16-year-olds? And I don't think that's true because I think of myself, even though I wasn't someone who ran stop signs, my friend was.
Yeah.
So.
You shouldn't have been allowed to be in the car with them.
Right.
Well, but how do your parents know how other kids drive? Like, I don't know. You just have to have that conversation. Hey, if your friend is a crazy driver, like, you can tell me.
You say, I need you to stop and drive safely, or I need to get out of the car and I'll call my mom.
Yep.
Like, I hope that's the type of relationship that I have with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Rhonda. She was always like, just call me anytime.
Right.
Anytime you can call me because I'll be awake.
Yes, that's accurate.
But also adults are stupid. Yeah. Like, I see stupid adults on the road all the time. I complain about them all the time. On the way here, I was on the highway, and I was going down 165, and there, the Leroy Lexington Road runs north-south. There's been a bunch of accidents there, whatever. I'm coming down 165, and there's a car in front of me, and they're, like, pretty far in front of me, but they're slowing down, and they have their blinker on to turn right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's fine. But they're slowing down, and there's another car coming, like, from the other direction, but they were slowing down, too, like, obviously. It wasn't, like, one of those where you're scared they're not going to stop, you know? Yeah. Because I do, like, 45 through that intersection now, ever since there's been so many accidents. So I'm probably doing 45, and I'm slowing down to, like, 35, because this car is really, like, taking a long time to slow down. And I get up to them, and, like, they should be turning. They stopped. Like, they treated it like it was a stop sign. They stopped on the highway. I just slammed on my brakes. My purse went flying. All my shit flew out of it in the floorboard. I was like, and I wasn't even, I was maybe doing like 20 or whatever, but I still had to slam on the brakes because I thought they were just hitting their brakes to turn, right. But they literally stopped on the highway. Don't do that. Don't stop on the highway. There's not a stop sign there. Just because there's a turn. Pay attention. Like, I don't know. That was a nervous driver thing probably, but I was like, you about got fucking rear-ended.
Yeah. Oh, a couple days ago, I was driving down Empire, and someone ran a stop sign. They just ran it. I mean, it was one that isn't very active. Like, it was, like, the one right before the fire station.
So?
So, like, not a lot of people there. I mean, I'm just, like, saying, but...
They just ran the red light. Like, it was red, and they just went.
Because I'm like, wait, their brakes are not turning on. Are they just going to run that? And I was like, yep, they sure did. But I wonder, like, sometimes you just think, like, were you... Like
not paying attention?
Daydreaming? Like, what happened?
The only ever time I've ever... I've never even ran a red light, but I was in the car. Speaking of Rhonda, we were on our way home from Bloomington, and it was late. I think we had gotten groceries or something, or maybe we went to a movie. No, it couldn't have been. It was groceries, because we were coming out, like, to go out to the country road or whatever, you know? So it's the last stoplight, Tawanda Barnes, before you leave town. And Mom stopped, and she looked right and left, and then just went. And I was like, Mom! And she was like, what? And I go, you just ran that red light! And she was like, oh, shit!
I've done that before, where I stopped, and then, like, I treated it like a stop sign. I'm like, Lacey, shit. What are you doing? But at least, like, it was, like, no one, I knew no one
was coming. I looked and saw nobody was coming. I said something, it was, like, a while ago at the bar, that, like, I was like, man, I, you know, was following this person, and I went through a light, and, like, I think I was following a semi, and I went through the light, and I didn't realize, like, it was yellow, and then it turned red, like, as I was going through it. Mm-hmm. But then this guy was behind me, and I was like, when he went through it, it was really red.
Right.
Like, the guys at the bar were like, I didn't know that I went from red to really red. I was like, that's well, funny. It does. Just so you know. That's what happens. But yeah, be safe out there, people. Drive regular.
Yes, be, like, aware. Be aware. Sometimes people just need, like, a quick, like, wake-up call or, like, reminder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just is unfortunate.
Pay attention. Anyway. Be defensive. Like, my dad always said, assume other people are going to be stupid first. Yes.
Yeah.
Assume the other guy is going to make the dumb move. Yep. And then that way you're prepared if anything happens.
Yep.
But my dad was like, also...
Like, stop tailgating people. Jesus, I hate it. Why?
What's the deal? I mean, what are you going to accomplish?
What if something jumps out in front of me and I have to slam on my brakes?
Well, I should say... God, though. I did tailgate somebody really bad the other day because they were doing 25 and a 45. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to go forward. And I don't know if you know what the speed limit is right now, but, like, move your ass.
Right.
It's a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit. We're going 25. Traffic's backing up behind me. So I just got closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, just 25 the whole way. I was, like, I was getting pissed. And I don't usually get pissed, but I was, like... But do you remember that time that the road, I don't know whatever it's called now... But there never used to be houses or anything on it, and they were building it to go to Menards.
Yeah.
And we were in the back of the station wagon, and Dad just goes, he goes, oh, this road ain't closed. And just drove around the barricades.
Yes.
And drove us down the back road to Menards.
Yeah. Yep. 1,000% remember that. Yep. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. He's a real safe driver, but.
That time, he used different judgment.
Goofball. It was good times, though. Good
anything times. Else?
Yeah, I think I wrote some stuff down that I wanted to mention.
Okay. And then I have to go cook dinner.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Do you remember in high school when I would, like, I had a little, like, phase where I would, like, run around a corner and jump up and click my heels together? I haven't done it in a long time, and I did it the other day, and I was like, damn, dude, I used to do that all the time in high school.
That's just hilarious.
Like, I would run a little bit and then jump and, like, fucking click my heels together. I don't know. Probably because nobody was watching, honestly. I probably just did it just to, like... And then last night, somebody brought up... I don't remember what we were even talking about, but they were like, that's like a fork in the garbage disposal. And then I went... fork in the garbage disposal. Fork in the ting 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 ting.
I don't.
You don't remember that, and then you jump around and you go.
No.
Fork in the garbage disposal.
No.
You don't remember that.
No.
Lazy, please.
I'm sorry.
I used to do it. We would do it in flags because it pissed Marchese off. Mm. He would be like, stop it. And I'd be like, Marchese, fork in the... And you'd be like... Because we'd be on the field.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyways, no. If anybody's ever heard of the fork in the garbage disposal...
No, and why haven't
then
I?
Then you, like, put your hands up like you're a fork, and then you, like, jump around, and you go, ting, 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 ting.
No.
Okay. Goodbye. The end.
I wish I remembered that. Maybe I wasn't.
I'll teach your kids so that you'll never forget.
Do it.
You'll be like, please stop.
Right.
Stop at the fork in the garbage disposal.
No, I'd rather have that than the screaming.
Hey, if you don't quit, I'm going to wash you in dish soap. And that's been another Midwest Happy Hour. Our stir stick was a chopstick today, not a baby spoon, everybody. Mm. I just want you all to know that.
The disappointment.
Yeah, there was no baby spoon, only a baby fork. Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What the fuck was that? Oh. Mason jar.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Have you seen that video of that little Indian girl? Bye.
No!
Bye.
I don't know the last
Bye.
Oh.
I'll show it to you.